Okay, we did not get a chance to actually finish. By the way, there's sheets over here for those who need. We didn't get a chance to finish the last thing we spoke about, which was Umdina by Gittin.
Tressy's not going to happen.
It's clearly not the same handwriting.
We didn't get that chance to speak about Umdina by Gittin, whether an Umdina will take place by Gittin. I don't know. Let me also say that over very quickly. I don't know if you remember this, but the Gemara on, I believe it's Yudalad in Beis, or Yud Gimel in Beis, I don't remember exactly, find it inside, says that when it comes to the Shechit Meira, that if a person is taken out to be killed, or he's B'makom Sakana, and he instructs the Shliach to go write a get, right, that included in that Tzivoy to write the get is also the Tzivoy of Tenu, meaning I'm not just appointing you to, I'm not commissioning you just to write the get, but I'm also appointing you as a shliach to deliver the get. And what many some achronim point out is that you see from over there that there is a concept of umdina by gittin, by kiddushin and gittin. There's an umdina by gittin and kiddushin. Why? Because we're being omed the das of this individual who's being taken out to be killed or is b'makom sakana. That's what Gemara says. It's based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. And that's what we see brought up in the Gemara in Gittin, right, in dealing with that case of Shechit Meira, that just because you don't say Tenu in certain situations, we understand your tzivoy of that be kosev the get as instruction to give the get as well, deliver it. Okay. However, there seems to be the Achronim point out that there seems to be machlokas about this, or a bit of a contradiction, at least in Psak, because the Ramah points out clearly, that in a situation where there's a woman who is being medabra to a man and says, I want you to marry me, and then what he does is he throws to her a get, sorry, he throws to her a, he start, throws to her money for kiddushin, the halacha is that she's mekudeshes. Even if she claims and made it very, very clear that I was only doing it b'tzchok ba'alma, I was only doing it as a joke. Okay, it's very, very clear that she is doing it as a joke. Okay, this is all in the sheets which I gave you out last time. If you still have them, if not, I'm more than happy to print them out before I print them out again. So the Achronim point out that this is seemingly a contradiction to what we just previously said. If we hold that an umdina, when it comes to gittin, works across the board, correct? We hold an umdina by gittin works across the board. Therefore, when a person instructs his shliach to write a get, he says to him, Tenu, you know, he says to him, go write a get. So we interpret that as also giving over the get. But over here, why do we not also be omed and using umdina to establish that this woman was clearly joking? Nevertheless, we assume that she is mikudeshes. Okay. So many of the achronim tried to give various explanations to this halacha. For example, the Vilna-Gaon, as well as the Chazon-Ish, some of them point to the fact that maybe this is only, and you can already see this earlier, that maybe this is only mikudeshes misafik. Maybe we're nervous whether it actually works. We're not really sure whether she wants to be married or not. Another, the Aruch HaShulchan gives an answer. Others point to the fact that there's a umdina going against her that she really wants to be married. What's the umdina going against her that she really wants to be married? He's going to be married, exactly. Tandu Meis and Tandu Armalu, right? There's a distinction to be made between men and women when it comes to being married. Men only want to be married if they're married to somebody that they're attracted to, and women want to be married across the board. This is the Gemara, which is very, very clear on the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Kiddushin, where it is usher for a man to get married unless he sees his wife, asur l'adam shekal jizat shirena, as opposed to a woman. Where there is no such halacha, she can be married without it because of the halachic principle or the sociological, psychological principle of tam lisa armalo, which means that a woman would rather be married no matter what across the board. So because of that umdana, maybe that umdana cuts against whatever she's claiming that she was really joking about it. That's what some of the achronim say. The one thing which I just thought a pashut answer that one could say just to make a pashut distinction would be that our Gemara is not so clear that we assume that umdana exists by gittin across the board, but rather, what are we trying to establish in this situation? What is he trying to do? Some of you tell me what the answer would be. How do you answer this contradiction? Do you hear the stira in Psak? On the one hand, we say that a guy's on his deathbed, he tells the shliach, you know, I want you to write a get for my wife. So we assume that means also that he's also the shliach to deliver the get. Right over here, in this situation, so therefore we see that umdana works by getting, and presumably by kiddushin, right? If it works to dissolve the marriage, it should also work to establish a marriage. However, in the situation where the person says, the woman says, I was totally joking about being makabel this kiddushin, so that might not work, right? This ma'isa b'chol yom, remember? Ma'isa b'chol yom, when it comes to you know, unfortunately, kids who joke around, the tera mikdashitli, whether there's chalos to such, you know, stupidity or not. So, so how do we understand this, you know? Umdina is like common knowledge, an assumption that we know. Meaning it's clear to us, even without you telling us, that you were joking about accepting this condition, that's what the woman says. Or over here, it's an umdina, this person said, I want you to write a get, and what he clearly means is I want you to write the get and deliver the get. Not just, I'm not commissioning you just to be the sofer, I want you to deliver it, because I want to make sure that my wife is divorced before I end up dead, and therefore she is, you know, left to the whims of evil. Okay, so that's interesting. The question is like what the question of momentum, meaning like whether we could, an umdah could establish that we could further what there is momentum on the ground in terms of what the mice is going on, and therefore we're just using the umdah to take it all the way, as opposed to over here, there's the mice is cutting against what the umdah is saying. I like that answer a lot. I didn't think of that, but I totally hear that. Excellent. I just thought just very, very pashup shot over here. Maybe there is no umdina when it comes to, maybe umdina does not work by getting kiddushin bichlal at all. But what's the distinction over here? What am I trying to accomplish in the case by the shchemira? Anybody? What did he say? What did he say to the shliach? Okay, and therefore, what do I interpret that as? So what am I doing? What is that? Minoy shlichas. It's not a question of umdina vis-a-vis whether we could establish that a kiddushin and a gerushin took place. No, that doesn't work. But an umdina to appoint a shliach, that we can live with. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that is the distinction to be made. That when it comes to kiddushin and gerushin, umdina does not work. Umdina doesn't work at all. How do we know umdina doesn't work? There's a special halacha, tolch de dibor. What does tolch de dibor means? Yeah, right. So it's a time frame in a halacha that we allow you to go back to something. It's like kilu, you're existing in the same time frame. Therefore, you know, that's why if you miss out on mashiva ruach, or you missed that, you said a kelach kadosh instead of a malach kadosh, if you're within that time frame, we say tolch de dibor, you can go back on something. So too, when it comes to many things, you could go back tolch de dibor. What does tolch de dibor not work by?
Kiddushin.
It doesn't work by kiddushin. Umdinas don't work by kiddushin. We don't take those into consideration. Once a kiddushin is established, then it works. Once a gerushin also would be established, umdina wouldn't take effect. Over here, we're not saying that umdina works by gerushin. We're saying umdina works for the step before minoy shlichas, the appointing of the shliach to give it over. Maybe that's a distinction that could be made. So that was the end of last shir. Let's go on to this. We're fast forwarding to the second parak. I don't have the Mishnah in front of me. I forgot to put it on the sheet. But the first Mishnah establishes maybe get Mimidias Hayam. There are different permutations of when the Shliach clearly did not get the, you know, he didn't learn the first Perek and didn't, or at least the first Mishnah, and knew to say properly B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav. But over here, what did they say? B'fani Nechtav, you know, Chetzio, B'fani Nechtav Kulo, right? Let's get the Mishnah actually out in front of us right now to see what this Rashi is referring to. Mishnah on Tezvav says that maybe get me this ayam omer funny nechtav avalo befani nechtav befani nechtav avalo befani nechtav befani nechtav kulo befani nechtav chetzio. Okay, that's the case that we're going to be focusing on. Befani nechtav chetzio befani nechtav kulo puzzle. Okay, so what does Rashi establish on that case of befani nechtav chetzio? Befani nechtav chetzio echad min ha'idim. What is Rashi adding? One of the Edom.
Not
a shlichim. What?
Not one of the shlichim.
Not one of the shlichim, no, but what does he say? He said that, what is b'fanei nechtav chatzio? That half of it was signed in front of me. Meaning, that half is, right? One of the Edom signed in front of me. What is Rashi? Is Rashi coming to tell us anything? Is he adding anything?
Not half of the document, the whole document, but one
Edom. So, I mean, I have everything, but only one Edom in terms of the signatures. Okay? Meaning, what would it be kosher if I had? two edim. Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's say there were three edim on the document, and there were two, and the guy says, "Bafani nechtiv chetzio." I mean, that would be impossible. Four edim. Let's start with that. Okay, what would the halacha be?
It's not good.
What? Puzzle? So the Achronim point out, Gufa, no, that's exactly what Rashi's come to tell you. It is only a problem of the Fanei Nechtav Chetzio when it's Echad Min HaEdim. But if there were, let's say, four Edim, and you had two Edim who signed the get, right? And you said, oh, Fanei Nechtav Shtayim Min HaArba or Shtayim Min HaShlosha, then we would say, Kosher. That's what some of the Achronim point out. That this Paskan Halacha Maisa Shulchan Aruch. Look at source number two. There is no twos, but whatever. Hayu, right? The Shulchan Aruch Paskan is in Simukov and Beza. I'll get to you in a second. Hold on. Sif Yudzayin, Hayu Shlosha, Edim, Chosim, and Bo, Vashnayim, Chosim, Bafanav, Af, Alpisha, Echad, Chosim, Shalom, Bafanav, Emekach, Klum. The Halacha is that that's considered a good get. So, just to reiterate what we said, you have two witnesses, right? Sorry. In a situation where the shliach said, I only saw one of the witnesses sign the get document in front of me, then the get is possible. However, the Shulchan Aruch establishes, and we have good evidence that that's exactly what Rashi was thinking as well, that that if there were, if you were able to give testimony on at least two witnesses who signed it, even if there may have been more witnesses on document, nevertheless, that considered a good get, that get is kosher. Yes, Seth, what's up?
Why does the Mishnah use the Lashon of Chatzi then, if we should just say Echad?
Okay, it's a good question. Probably, just a simple understanding, is because that is your standard get, right?
It could have avoided this whole issue.
It could have, but meaning the Mishnah was talking, you know, Dibra Mishra Kalashon Adam, and that's like normally we do, and it was a good mnemonic, and Rashi says, by the way, I just want to let you know, this is not true. Okay, but it's a good point nonetheless. Okay, so the Beis Shmuel, who is one of the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, points out that there's a Yishalmi that is mesupik about this Nakuda. Yishalmi's not exactly sure whether this is, how entirely true this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is and this diik that we made in Rashi. Why? Why is the Shulchan Aruch not sure about it? Because maybe you need to have all Edom to be present to say B'fani Nechtav on all the Edom. Anybody get to Daf Yud Ches yet or no? Okay, so on Daf Yud Ches, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Anybody remember the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? I put it on the sheet. Look all the way down to the last source on this on the sheet before you flip the page. Itmar Amr La Asara Kisvu Get Li Ishti. Let's say I tell 10 people I want you to write a get for my wife. Okay? The Amr of Yochanan, Shnayim Mishum Edim, two of them are actually Edim, Vekula Mishum Tanai, and the rest of them are just a Tanai. For Reish Lakish Amr, Kula Mishum Edim. All of them are actually Edim. Okay, what does that mean? That means is if I instruct 10 people to write a get, and I don't identify whether two of them are actually Edim or whether all of them are Edim, so it's about focus, how do I view them? According to Rabbi Yochanan, two are a get, and the rest of them are Tanai. According to Reish Lakish, all of them are on the umbrella of Edom. What's a nafkumina for this? Gemara brings up.
If one of them is
karav apostle. Let's say one of them is apostle. So if it is, if we have a situation according to, let's say, Rabbi Yochanan, where the first two people who signed the document are kosher Edom, and then the third person who signs it is apostle, does it ruin the document? No, because it's a Tanai, right? It's just a stipulation that I want you to sign it, but not that they're actually part of that section of Edom. On the other hand, according to Reish Lakish, what's halacha? It's possible because the mezuzah mitoko nitzvichad echad miyam karav upasal. They are all part of one unit of edus. Good, good. It says the Beis Shmuel, Yerushalmi connects these two discussions together. How does it connect it together? Well, think about it. It's almost parallel. Right, you have a shliach who said, I saw two people sign. The third one I can't vouch for. I don't know whether the guy was a good signature or not. Right? So we want to know whether that is a good get or not. So, well,
if
let's...
If the third guy's a Tanai, then it's fine. If the third guy's an Aid.
Excellent. If we assume the third guy was just a Tanai, he was just a stipulation, he needed to sign it, but he's not under the umbrella or the category, the rubric of Aidus, so then what do we care whether the guy signed in front of me or not? Does it make a difference? The get should still be good. Which is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. However, if we hold what? If we hold the other way, that that all of them are Edim, so then certainly we should hope that the get is possible, or at least we would need and necessitate that the person who is testifying about whether these signatures are good signatures, he needs to testify about all the signatures on the get. Yeah? Is that fair? Everybody with me so far? Awesome. Okay, so now we just explained everything. Rabbi Beis Shmuel adds the following kasha. Take a look at the second Shulchan Aruch I quoted. At the bottom of Sifyot, this is Simon Kuf Chaf and Ebenezer Sifyot. V'im amra kulchem chasmu mishem edim. Tzarech sheyi kulam kesherim v'shichasmu kulam b'bayom v'yish omrim shafil amra stam kulchem chasmu dino kim mefarish v'omar kulchem chasmu mishem edim. So that is the Shulchan Aruch bringing down the machlokas we just said between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about whether the first two are just, only the first two are Edim, and the rest of them are just Mishem Tanai, they're not really Edim, and therefore it doesn't matter whether they are Kasher Edim or not Kasher Edim, versus the other opinion being that if I tell 10 people, all of them are Edim. Okay? Look at what the Rama Paskins. I underlined it, hence it's important.
Nearly
the Ish Lachmik, as far as though. Says Rama, we should be Machmir like. Which you mock me like what? What's your opinion? Reish Lakish. Meaning, what's opinion of Reish Lakish? That all of them are Edim. Excellent. The Shulchan Aruch, anybody know the clown Shulchan Aruch, Stam and Yishomrim, we pass them like the Stam. So the Stam is, we pass them like or make like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Good. Okay, says Reish Shmuel points out the following thing. What happened to the Rama? What happened to the Rama? It's in Kufman Beis. If the Rama really holds, right? They're following with me. If the Rama really holds that we assume, like Reish Lakish, we're machmir, that everybody who is appointed on the get is considered, at least l'chumra, considered an aid, so then shouldn't that mean that when the shliach comes and says, b'fanei nechtav, he needs to include everybody who signed the document because all of them are really considered an aid? Yeah? You hear the question?
Yeah.
That is the kasha of the Beis Shmuel. Okay? Good? Good question?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, we have about 6 minutes left to see if we could answer this question. I think we can. Let's see what we can do. I think in order to answer this question, I think we actually need to get into some of the, for lack of a better term, the kishkas of understanding what Lishma means in the first place. Okay? I think that's going to be our Pesach into understanding this a little bit more. The Gemara going on in the second parak deals with a situation which, you know, everybody asked me the question when they first read it the first time, and then I'm like, you have to read the next line. And we'll see that. Flip the page, you'll know what I'm talking about. Says Gemara, b'fanei nechtav chatzio, b'fanei nechtav kulo pasul. Let's say I saw the entire signature, but I didn't see the entire writing of the get, so it's pasul. So you say, hi chatzio. What does it mean, chatzio? Which half of the get did you see that was written? That's a kasha everybody asked. I'm like, oh, good, you're as good as the Gemara. Meaning what? We learned the Gemara earlier on. What did the Gemara say? When it comes to testifying whether the get was written l'shma, how much do you need to be aware of? How much of the get? One, even less than that, right?
Hearing
the sound of the right, stuff like that, right? So, okay, one second. So I come and I testify. I saw half the get was written l'shma. We say it's possible. What are you talking about? I don't even need to see anything yet. As long as I hear them, you know, shaking the paper, that seemingly is good enough, right? So says Gemara. Yes, you make it okimta. You are right that you don't actually need to witness the entire get being written l'shma. Chetzio doesn't make a difference. However, what does make a difference is, which part did you see? Which part can you testify to?
You hear them,
so l'chora and the Rambam passes this, you know, b'feirish in the next source. That means you heard them starting to write the get, the initial writing of the get. It's the beginning part of the get that you saw them write. Now, which part exactly are we referring to? So take a look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Nichta miktas aget b'fanav, nichta kula b'fanav, im miktas harishon. Who? Harizeh Omer b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, afilo nechtav bo ela shita achas, b'fanav, v'afil shama, kol akumus, kasvav, v'chasvav, eidim, b'fanav, harizeh Omer b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Okay? Says the Rambam, basically just quoting the Gemara, without giving us any more information that we may have needed, but it says, afilo shita achas, even one line. Which shita are we referring to? Which line does it need to be?
The main. comes in there.
So the Rambam doesn't tell us. Right, the Rambam, you would like him to tell us, but it seems that the Rambam says even the first line, whatever the first line of the get is, we don't really care. As long as that was written l'shma, that is okay. Seder, is that fair? Fair assumption from the Rambam? Rashi says a little bit different. Take a look at Rashi. Shita Achas. Shita Rishona Shebashem Ha'ish Va'ish Va'hazman. What line needs to be written l'shma? Like the important part of the get, correct? The name where we identify the Ish, the Isha, and the Zman, and the time of it. Some of the Achronim point out that not all of that could be in the same, not all of that could be on the same line. So like, what does that mean? Shita Achas? Does Rashi literally mean Shita Achas? Or does it mean like one part? What? Maybe one sentence, exactly. Maybe we have a more expansive definition of that. That's a good point. The Ritva says somewhat similar, maybe a little different. Take a look at the Ritva. Ilei Mechatzir Rishon. Let's go to the Perish. Perish Osa Shita Tricha L'Shma Vina Torah Dehainu Torfo Shall Get. Right? The Torah for the Get. Which is Shemo V'Shema Shem Iro V'Shem Ira Harezim Muteris L'Chol Adam. So the Ritva is a little bit more than Rashi. You also have to put it in Harei Ad Muteris L'Chol Adam. Okay? The Rid, the Piskei Rid, Paskins like Rashi as well. So we see there's a lot of different Shitas to identify exactly which line do we need in order to establish, you know, that this get was written l'shma. Okay? But we have the Rambam, which just says the first line. So we seemingly have a machlokas, Rishonim, between the Rambam and Rashi and others, right, as to whether we care about a specific line because it contains, you know, the juicy part of the get, the main part of the get, Shemo, Shemisha, Shemiro, Dizman, etc., or is it just the first line? Right? Or is it just the first line? So which one is it? And does it make a difference? So I think if you take a look at the Hagosa tree, it's really quoting Mordechai. The Hagosa tree and the underline points out something very interesting, which I think will help frame this Machlokas and give us a Hesber for the Rambam. I would take your suggestions, but we're really pressed on time. Amnam, says the Hagosa tree. Amnam, afilu have a Ella b'shas k'siva saget shita rishona. If you're only there for the first shita, b'yadu shalishma ha'isa, b'holcha lehem kasher, t'ishlomer k'moshe hiska lishma, kach gamru kulo. What does the Hagosa Shri say?
Start off right, end off right.
Excellent. Once we know that the beginning was written properly, then we know the end was written properly. What's the machlokas? The Machlokas is as follows. According to Rashi, according to the Ritva, the Piskei Rid, seemingly, there is only a section of the get that actually needs the Lishma. Correct? The Toreif. Or, you know, a little bit more than the Toreif. There's only a certain section of the get that actually needs it to be written Lishma for her name. For her name. But it says in the Pasuk, because of all Lishma, it's talking about the Toreif. Okay? And therefore, that's the only thing that we need to lishma. That's the shita that you need to hear. Maybe lechachili, and you hear everything lishma. But lemaisa, when the Torah is talking about lishma, it's talking about that line. However, according to the Rambam, and especially with this hesber of the Hagosa Shri, no, the entire document needs to be written in lishma. So why is the beginning part important? Not because the beginning part has something which is more important than the rest of the get, but because once we establish the beginning, then we can assume that flows throughout the end. Once we have a certain, once we establish that there is a certain amount of lishma, maybe that could carry us through towards the end. Without getting into this right now, but there's a whole discussion when it comes to lishma in Kol HaTorah Kula. How much active lishma do you need? For example, when your matzahs need to be baked, lishma, l'shem mitzvot matzah. So when does that happen? When do you need that intention? Is that good enough to have it only when you pour? Right, when you pour the water into the flour and you start the process then, or maybe even when you're rolling it, maybe even when you're putting it in the oven. Or maybe once I establish it there, that carries with it the shame matzah mitzvah throughout. Same too with tying tzitzis, right? Tzitzis also needs to be tied lishma. It could be, once I start the process and say the shame, you know, mitzvah tzitzis, that is good enough to carry me throughout the end. That's simply what the Rambam is saying. Okay, how is this relevant to what we were saying before? I think, perhaps, maybe we can make the following suggestion. What is pshat with why the Rambam does not argue in this situation? Maybe the Mishmol is right when it comes to Machlokas or Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. You're right, when I instruct 10 people to go write a get, right? I instruct all 10 of them to write the get. Therefore, I need to establish that all of them are really, maybe they're all really considered Edom. However, what is the purpose of the shliach coming to testify? What is he testifying about?
Lishma.
Maybe if I establish two of them as being lishma, so then I'll assume that that exists for the rest of the document. The same way that the Rambam is comfortable saying that if I get chita achas, so that will take me throughout the rest of the document, as explained by the Gosa Shri. So it could be that the reason why the Ramah is not arguing the situation, not because he's Soser himself, no, he thinks we should be Machmir for Reish Lakish. He thinks really at the end of the day, if I tell 10 people to write again, all of them are Betoris Edim. However, in terms of what the Shliach is coming to testify about, what is he just trying to establish? That it's written Lishma. Okay, once I have the Lishma of the two Edim, in terms of the Chazima, then maybe I also have the Lishma of the rest of the Edim. And that would be good enough going forward. So it could be that the first discussion that we had in terms of understanding the role of the multiple Edim which exists within the get, that in that situation, that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that if I have testimony on two out of three, that is going to be good enough, because based on the next line of the Gemara, that once I have momentum, once I have shita achas, once I have the first line of the get that I know is written in Lishma, that establishes kvias. That says, you know what, I'm putting a stamp that the rest of this get is written in Lishma, because once I know the first part was Lishma, minastam the rest of the Lishma. So too, once I have edus, that two of them signed the document Lishma, who I then will assume that the rest of the document was written Lishma. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful night.